time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk. How's it going, everybody? Dom Nicastro here for our weekly show on MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. I report to them, and I report to you, though, ultimately, the people, the North Shore Sports fans. So what's going on in the land of North Shore Sports? Well, a lot. Absolutely a lot. And that's why we're going to waste no time and go to our super performer.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the super sub. Super performance of the week.
That's right. The super sub shop. Super performance of the week. We've got to give it to our state champions from the Junior Little League baseball season in Massachusetts. Is your own Marblehead Swampscott North Shore team. 20-3 record. And at the time of this recording, they were heading up to Bangor, Maine for the Northeast Regional. And they'll have a chance to come out of the Northeast and represent the Northeast on the national stage. But at the moment, Thursday, August 15th, when this comes out, they'll probably be well into that series. We don't know the results. Certainly, we'll be reporting on that soon, though. Big win over Middleborough for the championship. 4-3, Michael Collins, walk-off RBI single in the seventh. Michael Collins getting it done. Chiriello from Marblehead Swampscott tied it on an error earlier in the inning and also threw the last 3 2/3 for the W. So great job by him. Matter of fact, I think that might tie. Actually, it's Connor Chiriello. I get those guys confused. Great athletic family in Swampscott. But man, what a performance. Walk off. They were down in the seventh, came back. Unbelievable. Congratulations to Marblehead Swampscott for getting into the dance. I know Beverly Salem was in that final state tournament, but Marblehead Swampscott is your team. They advance and they'll go on to the Northeast Regionals in Bangor, Maine. Speaking of Super Sub, we love those guys. Before you know it, we are on Thanksgiving time. We'll be visiting the fall athletes from Super Sub Shop. We love them. 324 Cabot Street in Beverly, Paul Guanzi, owner, going strong since 70 years. That family has open every day, and you can call them at 978-927-4788. Don't forget, if you're stressing out already about the holidays and what you're going to cook, Paul will take care of you. Casual Catering will get the job done for your parties. All righty. So let's take a break. And on the other side, we're going to start the first of two interviews. We're going to have Cooper McGrath, Northeastern University baseball, Hamilton product, Pingree, and he's amazing. He's transferred from a Division III school all the way to Division I Northeastern and crushed it. Got one more year to go for them. And then Isaiah Rodriguez, who's crushing it in the summer, too. He's a Saugus football player heading over to the University of Rochester. So great interviews. We'll start with Cooper after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
all the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Our next guest is Cooper McGrath. He is the latest, basically, Cooper, we're just interviewing all the Northeastern Huskies baseball players.
Awesome, you know.
And you're the next one, and we've already had Will Jones, Avon Cabral. So Will's from your neck of the woods, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same hometown, grew up playing together. I've known Will forever.
Yeah. Is it Hamilton or Wynnum, technically, where you're from?
Hamilton.
Okay. So Hamilton, and you went to Pingree, then Trinity College in Hartford, and then grad student at Northeastern, and you just started playing baseball for the Huskies. Year one's in the books for you with the Huskies, 2024, and you're coming at it 2025. So part of that pitching crew. And man, like I was telling you off air, you go from Division III Trinity, which is great competition, by the way. That's an amazing conference at SCAC, always competitive. To Division One, and you crushed it. I mean, like, you know, tell me about the adaptations you had to make and the growth on that mound.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, for me, it's, you know, I think, you know, I kind of developed a little bit later, you know, and started throwing harder once I got to Trinity. And so, like, I was kind of a pretty raw prospect coming out of high school. And so that kind of led me to go the D3 route, and then kind of got there and got a lot bigger, a lot stronger. I think so then for me, you know, having the extra years from COVID and all that, I always knew I wanted to come up and play Division One baseball. And so, you know, Northeastern was a great fit. And then this year it was just coming in and just attacking hitters and, you know, just trying to pound the zone and, you know, just help my team win baseball games. Really, that's all the mindset is. And so, it was a lot of fun and, you know, had a great group of guys to do it with. And it was a fun year.
A lot of stats, a lot of impressive numbers on your resume for Northeastern, and two numbers in particular stand out to me, 6 and 7, and that would be your height. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, 6'7".
So, wild guess, but are you a power pitcher?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you know, throw decently hard. And so, you know, I mean, it definitely helps being a little bit bigger, you know, so can't complain.
Where are you living right now, velocity wise, fastball?
For the most part of the season, I would sit 91 and 94 and got up to 96 a couple times.
Okay. All right. So you're in the mix. You're being watched. That's like watch territory. I know these days is, you know, you see the major league guys like, you know, breaking triple digits, obviously, and stuff. But that's a healthy place to be where you are. And, you know, for Northeastern, were you coming out of the pen all season?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was kind of, was that Will Jones's MO, or did he get some starts as well?
He got a start at the end of the year. He was like kind of like, he was a bulk reliever. He kind of got, you know, like it would be kind of longer relief appearances for him. And, yeah. You know, where I was more of like a, you know, come in and, you know, 1-2 innings kind of guy and just, you know, kind of just let it eat and just attack.
Yeah, just attack. You did 16 appearances for the Huskies, 2.63 ERA, which is outstanding, 27 in the third innings, 3-0 record out of the pen, 4 strikeouts at Delaware in that game. So that was a big game for you. 24 batters on the year, walked 13. So all in all, you look back and you assess this transition, this incredible transition you made. What's year one? What's your analysis on year one overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was generally pretty good. I think, you know, kind of pitched in like, you know, some higher leverage situations, which I loved, and kind of being in important spots, which is great. And, you know, I think definitely plenty of good and plenty of, you know, plenty to build on as well, and kind of, you know, have a good kind of mindset and approach to what year two is going to look like. And, you know, it's just about building from there. But, you know, certainly, you know, happy with, you know, some of what I was able to accomplish and, you know, being a part of, you know, a really good team and, you know, winning 38 games and all that was awesome. And so, You know, that's obviously a big part of it. And now we build and get ready to, you know, build on it next year.
Yeah. Now, Cooper, was that two seasons at Trinity?
Yeah. So I played, exactly. Yeah. So like my first 2 years were kind of washed from COVID and a couple other things. And then, yeah, it was just my junior, senior year there. Yeah. I was down there at Trinity, played 2 years there and, you know, loved it there.
18 career appearances for them. So in total college between Trinity and Northeastern, you know, you're 9-2 overall. You had two saves at Trinity, 57 strikeouts, 25 walks. So another great stat line for you there. Now tell me, do you remember who the last team you faced for Trinity was? Like the very last appearance you made?
Yeah, I believe it was Middlebury.
Middlebury. Okay. So that was that 2023 spring?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that happens. And then 2024 spring, you're on the mound against Arizona, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So from Middlebury to Arizona, that's a jump. Although a little Middlebury's bit. Good, right? What was that like, that first appearance you made? And did you have a welcome to Division One, son, moment? Like someone hit a rocket off you or something?
I think for me, my welcome to Division One moment came in fall ball last year. It was my first appearance just in inter squads. You know, the first batter I faced was Mike Sirota, who was just a third round pick to the Reds. And I struck him out and I was like, oh, this is great. I'm loving life. And then the next guy I saw took me opposite field for a home run. And I was like, all right, this, you know, it's, you know, no let up here. And it's just, you know, you got to get after it with everybody. But I mean, yeah, certainly, you know, it's a jump and, you know, playing, you know, Arizona and, you know, pitch against Kansas State and pitch against a couple guys who were, you know, pretty high draft picks. And, you know, listen, it's a jump, but you know, at the end of the day, you just got to trust your stuff and go attack. And, you know, hitting a baseball is really hard, and you know, I make it my job to make it even harder. So
yeah,
you know, it's just you got to have confidence in yourself and just, you know, just go attack.
Cooper, is that where you won a spot on the 2024 Huskies in that 2023 fall ball season?
I mean, you know, definitely, I was able to have a pretty good fall, and I think that helped. But you know, I mean. Yeah, you gotta follow it up with a good winter and just with the way you prepare every day and you know and all that and staying consistent. You know, I think specifically out of the bullpen, consistency is king, right? You know, you want the coaches to kind of know what they're getting when you get on the mound and so it's, you know, you always got to be stacking days and just keep building, and no matter what happened the last time out, you got to be, you know, kind of fresh start and just get back to work the next time.
So was there like a moment where you're like, okay, you're part of this 2024 roster, you're traveling with us, you're in? Like, is that, how did that happen?
I mean, I think, you know, just kind of having a good winter and, you know, just kind of seeing, you know, kind of where I was at that point. And then, yeah, obviously, you know, they released the travel roster a little bit before Arizona and I was on it. And so away we go.
Okay. That was the spring break trip, Arizona?
That was our opening weekend. Our spring break trip was like a week later. We went and played, we played the Red Sox and University of Minnesota and then Mercer and Old Dominion, a couple other teams down south.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And then you get, you know, so you go to Arizona, you're on the mound at Georgia Tech. That's another big time school right there. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a fun one. I think for me, it was like kind of nice to get the first one out of the way with Arizona and just kind of like feel like, all right, here we go. Like, you know, this is Division I baseball. And so it was nice for me to kind of get that one under my belt. And then from there, it was just confidence and just, you know, going out there. And at the end of the day, you're just playing the game you've played your whole life, the game you love. And so you just, you know, just go enjoy it. You know, it's, We certainly felt like we were a really good team this year. So like, even though, you know, some of these Power Five schools, like, you know, that you kind of get caught up in the brand and all that and whatnot, you know, we believe in each other and the, you know, the group that we have together. And so it's just go attack and, you know, play with your teammates.
Nice. Have you developed, you know, any other pitches since you've been at Northeastern and making that big leap to Division One?
Yeah. I mean, so this year at Northeastern, I was pretty much a fastball slider guy, four seam fastball and a slider. And then kind of this summer, just been kind of doing some stuff to kind of add to the pitch mix. So for me, I've kind of added a sinker and a changeup this off season. And so, you know, for me, like I was kind of, my splits, I was very good against righties last year and, kind of just like, okay, against lefties. And so for me, I wanted to have something going the other way to kind of give lefties more trouble, get more swing and miss from them essentially. And so that was kind of where the sinker and the changeup have come in. And so now it's just about, you know, kind of, you know, getting as comfortable as you can with those, throwing those to hitters and, you know, getting yourself in a good spot for, you know, for next spring.
Yeah. Northeastern have like a grad student who's like an analytics person join the team and tell you what you're doing. Kind of like the Jonah Hill character in Moneyball.
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, it's one of my teammates from Trinity, Jake Miller. He's also a North Shore kid from Marblehead. He came in and he was like the director of like analytics, I guess, at Northeastern last year. And so he was, he was fun. It was fun to have him there. And so like he's got the iPad going and all that. He was out the bullpen with us sometimes too. So it was nice having him.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to get that insight, right? You're like, oh, okay. You know, if I throw a strike on pitch one, I get out 85% of the bat or something like that. So you're like, I'm going to go right at him.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that was your approach because, you know, power pitcher, righty, 6'7", and you're not going to dance around people. You're going to like, say, hey, here it is. See what you can do with it kind of guy.
Yeah, I think for me, like kind of at any level, like I get myself into trouble with walking guys. It's not, I almost never have issues with guys barreling up the baseball. So it's just, for me, it's just attack the zone and I'll be all right. You know what I mean? You just got to.
Yeah,
just got to keep doing that because they got to string a couple swings together to get a run.
Yeah, but that that spread was great. You know, the strikeouts to walk ratio this year, right? I mean, 24-13 is not bad.
No, it was a fine place to be, and it was just a point of emphasis and something obviously you always want to be attacking hitters and giving them nothing free, and can't complain.
Yeah, and you're making it kind of easy too. I mean, sometimes 16 appearances in 24. Strikeouts, I mean, you're getting close to that 2 strikeouts an inning mark, and you know that makes the defense only have to make one play when you're out there. That's not a bad deal for them, so I'm sure you don't mind making it easy on them when you can.
No doubt certainly want to always be missing bats as much as you can.
Yeah, so what's the big plan, you know, for actually let me ask you about this summer. Like you said, you've been working on things, developing a couple of new pitches. Where does the work happen, and you know, you playing in any leagues or anything like that?
Yeah, so I spent kind of like the first part of the summer just doing some pre-draft workouts and stuff like that, and then went to Cressy Sports Performance out in Hudson, Mass, and spent a good amount of time there. And that's kind of where I lift and I'll throw in the off season and whatnot. And then about 2-3 weeks ago, I came down. I'm now in Harwich playing for the Mariners down here in the Cape League. So,
oh, sweet, how's that going?
It's been good. It's been a lot of fun being down here and just being a part of this league and. Obviously all the history of the league is great and just, it's been fun being here.
Yeah. And, Avan Cabral, who I mentioned earlier in this show, playing for the Red Sox down there.
Yeah. He's having a great summer. And, I think he was a Cape League All-Star and so was Cam Maldonado, another one of my Northeastern teammates. We got a bunch of us down here, which is great now. And, so it's just kind of great seeing everybody and, it's been good.
Yeah. And what's that been like? Because that's like more of the same. Like, okay, best amateur players in the nation once again. You know, you're playing at the highest level right before professional. I mean, it's basically is professional because so many of these kids are going to be going on. So is it even a step up, would you say, in the Cape Cod League from the Northeastern regular season?
I guess in some ways. But, at the end of the day, it's just, it's a lot of the best. The best players from around the country. And so it's just fun competing against them and kind of, just getting after it with them. But, it's definitely, the summer ball setting's a little bit different and all that. It's certainly, it's a great league with a lot of great players in it. So it's a lot of fun to compete against them and get to work.
Yeah. And where do you stand now? I mean, this interview I might go with Avan's the past. This might air in the middle of August, actually. So at that point, you might be out of the playoffs, but is it playoffs now for Cape Cod League?
Yeah. First day of the playoffs is tomorrow. Actually, we play, play Chatham at their place. And so like first round single elimination. And then if you win, we'll go on. Actually probably would play Avan if we win tomorrow, in a 3-game series.
That'd be sweet. That'd be absolutely sweet. How is it going? Like Cape Cod League, cool moments or anything like that that you are particularly fond of?
It's been fun. Like I'm down here with Jack Bowery and Cam Maldonado and now Joe Hauser just came down and joined us. So that's 3 of my Northeastern teammates. So it's been great being with them. And, I only been down here a couple of weeks, but, thrown it pretty well. And so it's been a lot of fun and just being a part of the league, And it's you kind of grow up and, you just kind of dream about playing in a lot of big spots and you hear a lot about Cape Cod. And so, playing down here has been pretty cool, and it's been a great experience.
You get the host family and all that, the works.
Yeah, host family. Got a great family, and they've been great to me. So it's can't complain.
Yeah, are you the only one that in that house, the only Cape Cod League baseball player, like one kid per house kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know some guys have like a they've got a couple different ones, but yeah, for me, it's just me and my host family.
Nice. Well, this has been amazing. I mean, your ascension is stunning, the way you've grown, and you know, from Pingree to, and actually, let's even backtrack before Pingree. Did you and Will play on like an all-star team together or something like that? Or are you guys a little different age?
Yeah. Yeah. Will's dad was like our coach forever. Like I think from when we were like like 8 or 9 or 10 years old. He was our little league coach, and like we actually went on a pretty good run in our Williamsport year, and made it to like the Final Four in Mass, I believe, and lost to Barnstable, which is actually another Northeastern guy. Wyatt Scotty was on that team, and
oh yeah,
you know, so kind of a small world there. But yeah, I mean, I've known Will for a long time. Played with him and a bunch of other guys. You know, for many years, we all kind of came up together, and then a bunch of us ended up in different places, and then yeah, played with Will. You know, this year in Northeastern, and you got another one coming up.
Nice. Any other McGraths or any family members, even if they don't share the same last name, been you know, pretty big time athletes like yourself?
I mean, nothing crazy. My grandfather way back in the day played hockey at Harvard, but other than that,
awesome.
Not too much.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Well, Cooper McGrath, thank you. Another North Shore standout at Northeastern. You know. The Huskies. So you guys going for you guys feel you can pull it off in the CAA next year?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's what the focus is, and that's what we'll be kind of talking about and working forward, working toward right when we get back to campus in early September. And you know, that's what you're thinking about is holding that trophy. And so we got plenty of work to do, but you know, it'll be a fun experience, and you know, we'll get after it.
All right. We'll be maybe we'll make it easy next year. We'll have like you, Avin, and Will on together.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
yeah.
There's three Northeastern pitchers, three North Shore guys. Why not? Right? Just get it all done in one interview.
Exactly.
But it's good in the summer when it's slower. It can spread things out, you know?
No doubt.
For each show. So, Cooper, thank you. And best of luck going forward to Cape Cod Baseball League. At this point of this interview, I'll be giving an update in the other segments of the show where you guys ended up. Hopefully you're still playing. Hopefully you're still playing at the point of this interview, but when it airs. But best of luck nonetheless.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
All right, take care.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk. We're back at it with another guest, Saugus' own football standout, Isaiah Rodriguez, planning for his upcoming trip for his first college football season, University of Rochester. What's going on, Isaiah?
I'm going good. It's going good. Glad to be here.
When is report date? When do you officially land and sleep in a dorm on night one? What day is that?
Oh, August 13th. I'm going up there, actually. We got to be there at 8 a.m.
Wow, nice and early. So you'll be checking in and settling into a dorm, I'd imagine, on like August 12th?
Yeah. So August 12th, I'm actually going up there. I'm going to stay in a hotel with my mom for the night. And then so we can be there early in the morning, 13th, and I'll sleep there the 13th.
You'll officially be checked in to like your residence and dorm and all that on the 13th?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what's, tell me about University of Rochester, you know, what went into that decision and what you think your potential is with the team in year one?
So going into Rochester, my mom always going up student athlete, like students first before an athlete every time. And Rochester is kind of like the best of both worlds where I can play for a good school. The coaches are really amazing. Like they're all very friendly, they push you hard. And the school is a very good academic school. I wanted to put me in a place where it's going to excel me academically and athletically.
Yeah. And that dumb question, but it's New York, right?
Yeah. New York.
Yeah. Few Rochesters in this world. I just wanted to make sure.
But Yeah.
What like conference do they play in and how have they done recently as a football team?
So they play in the Liberty League. I'm pretty sure they went 5-5 last year, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I'm pretty sure they split. Liberty League's actually one of the hardest leagues in Division III. There's a lot of good teams up there. So I'm maybe playing against some of the better comp in Division III. But I'm hyped for it. I'm excited. It's going to be a great year. Just happy to see what happens.
Yeah, and where do you think you can land a spot with some playing time? Like, what's going to be the focus?
So I got recruited to play receiver, but freshmen, as a coming freshman, they have a lot of other guys that have been there for years, and there's a lot of like 100 people on a team. I'll probably try to get some playing time through special teams, wherever I can get, to be honest, and just move myself up the rankings from there.
Yeah, do your duties as a freshman. Just yes, sir, and whatever you want me to do and see where it goes. I mean, down the road, let's say we're looking at this 4 years from now, where do you want to be? Like, how do you want to really contribute?
I want to be honest, I want to break a receiving record. I want to break the catches record. I'm trying to come for it all, to be honest.
Yeah.
I want to have that wide receiver one position. I want to contribute to the football team. I want to contribute to the school. I want to be an alumni. I just want to be there for other kids when I'm older and they're going through what I'm going through.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising because, you know, you did great for Saugus and you guys kind of set a new standard because, you know, you missed the playoffs by just a bit, right? But you guys had a great first half, especially, and you were snake bitten a little bit by injuries. And if you guys didn't have those injuries, you know, it could be a different story. You had a great, great fall.
Yeah, completely different story. The injuries hurt us a lot, actually. We had, without the QB, Cam Preston, he's one of the best QBs I've ever played with. Without him, we couldn't move the ball offensively a lot. Our defense was amazing, but when you don't have a QB to get the guys the ball, it's kind of hard to move the ball in a scenario where you can't run the ball every time. But we still did pretty good. We did way better than a lot of people expected, and I'm hoping Saugus keeps going on the same pace that we left it.
Yeah, and you just were competitive. What kind of personal milestones or goals did you set for yourself last fall? And you know, what are you most proud of in terms of your achievements personally?
Ball, in high school, and I did pretty well. So going into the senior year, I have the most yards in a game my junior year. I wanted to break that. I wanted to break my current receiving yards for my junior year. It was, unfortunately, I couldn't make the goal of breaking what I had my past year because of the injuries, but we still had a pretty good year. A couple games, the first three games were amazing. It's a couple of the best games I've ever played in my life. I think about it till this day every day. But I set out goals. I wanted to be a leader for my team. I got to be a captain this year, and I just wanted to help my team in school, football, and just push them and grind them to work hard.
Yeah, and you did a lot of those things. I mean, you know, great leadership. I mean, and some of the, it's paying off. I mean, you know, you're going to college. Braden Fiella is playing for St. Anselm's, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, am I missing anybody from your senior class that's also playing football in college?
So this kid, Dylan Clark, he's actually going to play for Bridgeton. He's doing another year over there. Nice. And he'll probably be playing college football after that, but he's going to Bridgeton. I think he goes the 18th.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you're all doing your thing. That's amazing. I'm sure you'll be keeping in touch with each other. And that's such a good feeling to have the Sachem's pride, right, representing at the next level. But in the meantime, before you get to college, you've been doing some great things in the summer. I mean, you won your team the 18U7-on-7 championship, and that is like a kind of like a, is it flag football technically?
It's 7-on-7, so it's like one hand touch.
Okay.
We travel all around New England and stuff like that. Like we went to places like Bryant. We went all around.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were on was your team the Silverbacks?
Yeah, Silverbacks.
Okay. And you guys won the championship and you won offensive MVP. So obviously you were crushing it at receiver, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir.
How did that work?
It was fun.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was fun. We played I played with a lot of younger kids because originally it was supposed to be a 16U team for Silverbacks. And then they didn't have enough kids for 16U, but we had three kids. It was me, Tommy DeSimone. Oh, and also Tommy DeSimone's going to UNE. He actually tore his ACL, which is kind of unfortunate, but he's a dog too. He's a dog. But nice. It was me, Tommy, this kid, Ethan. He goes to Lynn Tech. He's going to, I think, NEC next year to play. But we play 18U because they didn't have enough kids for 16U. And the first two games, actually, we lost both. And I was thinking, damn, this might be a long season. But then after that, we lost like one game and we just started going crazy. Like everything clicked. I played with a lot of St. Mary's people out there. Shout out Yanio. He's the QB. Got me the ball. But it was fun out there. It was good comp, good times. We had mad fun.
How do you form a team like that? Because it's not all Saugus kids.
Yeah, so Silverbacks is kind of like a AAU kind of deal. So that you just, my friend Tom, he actually knew the coach, Coach Murph. And I texted him and he was like, yeah, you can join. So I ended up going out there. We practiced like four times a week at Lynn English on the field over there. So we got to know each other pretty quick. And once we had that like team bond and we knew who the guys were, like everything, it just clicked on its own.
Yeah. So what do you get? You got a quarterback. How many receivers?
So it's the quarterback. You have four receivers. You have the person that snaps, and then you have the running back.
Oh, wow. Okay. How many people can put pressure on the quarterback? One? Like, from the defensive side, you know? Like, can you actually go in and pressure him, or you have to throw it in a certain time frame?
Yeah. So it's a certain time frame.
Okay. So there's no sacks or okay.
Yeah. There's no sacks. It was like 4 second countdowns.
So what does the center do? They just snap the ball and do nothing else?
Yeah, they just snap the ball.
They don't have to block anybody, right? Like,
they can't run routes or nothing. We switched out guys. So like, if you got subbed out, you just go play center for a couple snaps.
Oh, okay.
Just like whatever.
And it's like a shotgun snap all the time, or is it over the center? Or
so like it's like a shotgun, and you just kind of stand there and just like toss it like a referee pad. Yeah.
So it's like basically the center can be like, all right, toss it back, and then just like, oh, I'll check my email. they don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Nothing. It was mad fun though.
Yeah. Here with Isaiah Rodriguez, Saugus, going to University of Rochester, hoping to get some playing time this year up there. Reports for duty the middle of August, so it's coming up soon. Matter of fact, actually, I think the time you report this interview will be out around that time, maybe a little after. So we'll see. But when you do get there, football is obviously a focus, but you said academics too, obviously, is a huge focus for you. In fact, most important thing for you. So is there a certain like area you're going to major in?
I declared for accounting and finance. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be seeing what classes I can actually do with the lottery tomorrow. But so I declared for accounting and finance. I want to also try some civil engineering classes, like when maybe my second semester, just to like see if I like it or not, see if something clicks. And I'm minoring in Spanish as well. So they have a lot of things I could do up there. So it worked out good for me.
Pretty good technology area up there, right? RIT is a pretty big technology school.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner, I'm imagining, pretty close to you there. Do you guys play them in football?
No, we don't actually.
Okay. I was wondering who the big rivalry is. Like who's your Winthrop or who's your Peabody in the Liberty League?
I wonder, to be honest. I know last year we had actually a very close game with UNE. When I went up for the visit for UNE, they were like, yeah. I don't like Rochester, just throwing bats on them. But honestly, I don't know who their rivalry is, to be honest. I'll probably find out when I'm up there, but I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, Isaiah Rodriguez of Saugus, we wish you the best of luck up there. And, you know, we're going to be watching all you Saugus kids doing great things at the next level. Appreciate you coming on the sports desk and, you know, congrats on a great summer, awesome summer, and we know good things are coming. So we wish you all the best.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, buddy. We'll talk soon.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, our interview with athletes part of the show is over. Moving on to the last two segments, starting with this one. We're just going to talk about the great time we had at this point, August 15th, I got to be honest with you, I'm going to be on vacation, so I'm not sure when we'll be posting those great videos on msonewsports.com from the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Weeknight. Went there on, we had a good time, went there on recently, last week, and that was so much fun. And we talked to four out of the six athletes because two couldn't make it. So Nate Gardner, who we had
on the show himself August 8th. So we got him, his interview done. And Colby Rochford couldn't make it either. He's the Gloucester winner, where Nate's the Manchester Essex winner for males. And we'll get Colby on when he's ready to go. I know they're busy getting ready for college and everything. But Ella Costa was there from Gloucester High School. Great chat with her. She's been an integral part of that field hockey dynasty. And they made some great progress on the ice hockey waves, too, for Gloucester. So that was so fun to talk to her. Mechie O'Neill goes by Mercedes as well. She was great to talk to. I mean, they've just had some amazing lacrosse success over there at Manchester Essex. Cindy Bushy and Nick Nasella. Great story. Couple, a public couple that is now, courtesy of the North Shore Sports Desk. So Sydney and Nick, yeah, both individually tremendous contributors to their athletic teams at Rockport. Great students, got a great game plan, going to great Boston schools. That's so cool. Hopefully those kids will do great things, Sydney and Nick, down the road. So what a great day it was. Thanks to the Cape Ann Savings Bank, of course, for the amazing time down at the bank on Main Street. They got a beautiful building. And so fun catching up with Marion Smith and Jen Orlando. You know, they are just so community driven. It's like so refreshing to be in a business that is local. It's just for Cape Ann, you know, and they make such a large impact on this community through sponsorships like with the one we have with us, through recognizing young, promising student athletes. And they do so much more beyond that too, getting immersed in that community. And from a business like that, to have that feeling of that they're connected to the community and they care about the place outside of their building, right? How many businesses care about what's going on outside of their actual raw physical brick and mortar building? Not many can say that, but the Cape Ann Savings Bank certainly can. So congrats to all the 2024 winners. You know, stay tuned, or hopefully you're enjoying by this time the videos. I'm not sure when they'll go out, by the way. Sorry, I'm pre-recording a lot of this stuff, having to travel on vacation. But that's great stuff from them, from the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Week and of the Year. Looking forward to starting that up probably in a few weeks. We'll have our first winners weekly report from each of those three Cape Ann schools. So that is going to be fun for the 2024-2025 season. All right, let's take a break and one more segment to go on North Shore Summer Sports Report.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. All right, back at it, finishing up the North Shore Sports Desk, our North Shore Summer Sports Report. ITL Baseball, the finals are going on. Manchester and Hamilton, again, I think this is a repeat of last year, or past couple of years. And the big news is I'm not sure if Rusty Tucker's still around, the dominant pitcher who just owned everybody in that league for years. He's a double A pitcher out of Gloucester and, you know, pitching for Manchester, just won them a boatload of titles. But the Mariners got in really dramatically. They were down 1-0 in the best of three series with Rockport, their age old rivals. And in that decisive game three of the ITL semis between Rockport and Manchester, Rockport was winning 7-2. Man, in the seventh inning, Manchester comes all the way back. Luke Levitt doubles, two outs, two men on, and the score 7-4. James McKenna blasts a fastball to center field, capping off a five-run comeback. So it's 7-7. The game gets called due to rain in the seventh. Colin Rogers of the Mariners and Zach Morse of the Townies, they had home runs in that game. When they finished on Friday, August 9th, Brett Moore pitched the final three innings, allowing no runs, to help the Mariners beat the Townies 9-7 in nine innings. And that gets them into the championship against Hamilton Wynn. And that's a best of five, which I imagine started on Saturday, August 10th. So possibly it's over at the time. Again, I told you I had to go away and had to do a little bit of a pre-recording here, but hopefully the series is still going on. That means it's a good one. If not, it'll be wrapped up 3-0 for someone by now. Hopefully it's still going on. So look for that. Hamilton is the two-time defending champions now. They're amazing. And they beat Raleigh, swept them in their one versus four matchup. Rockport was the 2 seed, Manchester Essex the 3 seed. So amazing, amazing series. No surprises with Rockport and Manchester Essex. Man, that reminds me, they had a 9-inning game. Well, we had an 11-inning game when I was on Rockport in 1999. And it was 5-5 after 11 in game five, the deciding game. 5-5, game five. Crazy, right? I think it was 5-5. Yeah. So we stopped. Was it 5-5? Might have been 4-4. Anyway, we stopped, came back the next night. We beat them, but we had to play the whole game over. Whole game over. I caught all 11 innings and pitched the next night. Yeah, I had a little bit of mobility, endurance back there. Well, that's over. All right, so that's about it. North Shore Baseball League also has their playoffs. They might go a little longer than the ITL season, but PBD Champions was the regular season winner. They're 20-4 defending champs. Swampscott Sox clocked it at 16-8. North Shore Phillies 14-10. Manchester Marlins, based up in my town, Manchester, New Hampshire, 12-11. Northeast Tides 12-11-1 as well. Actually, identical records, and they tied each other. Kingston Knight Owls 12-12. North Shore Storm 11-13. Beverly Rex and Rowley 9-15. Marblehead 8-16. North Reading A's were 8-16. So that's how that should go. Follow them in the playoffs. We'll have more updates as we go. I usually get on one of the North Shore guys to cap off that season. So looking forward to that. All right, that's about it for now. Thanks for joining us on this mid-August show. August 15th is in the books. And we'll look forward to more shows. Only a couple more where we have no high school sports officially going, but man, it'll start up before you know it. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good one, everybody.